Radio.
Boost Radio.
Boost Radio.
Crazy.
You're listening to Boost Radio.
And this is DK Knight with Chris Higgins of Piranha. How you doing tonight, Chris?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How's it going?
Going great. First question I'm going to ask you, how'd you come up with y'all's name?
That's actually, I'm thinking that was Matt that came up with that name, and, you know, that's why it's always good to have more than one guy around here to answer questions like that, but, I'm pretty sure that was Matt's idea.
I like the name, I love the logo. Was that hard to come up with?
A fan did that for the guys before me and Thorne joined the band, and I was just kind of going through their pictures when I first joined, you know, just trying to check out everything. And I saw that logo, and I was like, man, how come you guys aren't using this? You know, it was cool, and we've had it cleaned up and, you know, modified slightly, since we kind of adopted that as a brand. But, it's real cool, you know, and the name Piranha is real simple, so it's always a... this works out pretty good.
So, tell me, for the people who don't know, who else in the lineup?
It is Matt Seckinger on guitar, Thorne Milliken on bass and vocals, Darren Andrews on vocals, and myself on drums percussion.
All right. And when did all you get together?
This current lineup has been together since late 06. Thorne and I joined, you know, around August and October, respectively, I think. And so that's what going on 5 years now. Two albums in 5 years. Not bad.
I thought y'all had been around longer than that. Wow.
Yeah, the band has been around for a bit, but, you know, there's still some hardcore Piranha fans out there, and that's always cool that, we're just pretty much rolling with what we got here. It seems like the majority of the fans, at least, that show up to the shows are newer fans, but, there wouldn't be a newer Piranha without the older guys, so Devo, Mike Porter, all those guys, good dudes.
Yeah, and that brings me to, man, you got some fans. Your fan base is really amazing.
Yeah, they are, man. They rock.
So, any plans on any new albums out anytime soon?
Yeah, we filmed a live CD DVD a few months ago. And so that's the next thing that's going to come out. There's I think two or three new songs, a song called Criminal, one called Dead. Those will be on there, so that you'll have some new stuff mixed in with a few old ones. Got the video part of it pretty much, you know, taken care of here before too long, but the audio, you know, costs money, and so it may take us a little while to get that out, but we definitely will. And as far as like a whole new album, you're probably looking at the very, very end of this year, beginning of next. We've got 9, 10 songs right now ready to go. So it's just a matter of, you know, writing a few more songs and gathering the cash.
Great. I can't wait for that.
Me either.
Living here in Nashville and all, and of course, everybody knows you in Nashville. So, and surrounding areas, may I add.
Yeah, we're trying to get out. We've got a lot of shows coming up. We're trying to get out of the state. You know, pretty much been the goal for the last couple of years is, you know, try to spread the name, try and go places we know we can go back to and build a fan base. You know, and we've, you know, been pretty good. We really appreciate everybody that's been coming out to all the shows, no matter where they are. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm kind of kicking myself. I've been trying to get out to some of your shows and haven't been able to yet, but I will get there.
You have a big one coming up on July 30th at Rock Bar in downtown Nashville, Broadway, corner of Broadway and 3rd. It's free. It's the Tennessee Metal Meltdown, the fourth annual one. It's going to have Oblivion Miss on there, 3 Minutes to Live, and our buddies in Noise Cult. It's going to be a great show.
Okay, that one I'll be at.
Yeah. And you can't beat it, man. It's free, you know, so it means you can get a couple more drinks and, you know, handle the parking and, you know, get in the show for free. It's a good deal.
I hope you guys are going to treat me right now when I come.
Yeah, well, what does that mean?
You know, I'm going to come up to you and say, hey, I'm DK, you know, hey.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Yeah, and, you know, there's a lot of people that have come to shows and are like, you know, we had no idea you wouldn't have think they would be there from, you know, way out of town or out of state even, and then they don't say anything. Oh, is it the show? It was a great time. I'm like, why didn't you say something? Well, you know, it's always, well, you guys look so busy, but we're never too busy to talk to everybody. Once we get the gear taken care of, we're you know, open to talk to and hang out with everybody, so.
Oh, yeah. I'd
so you got to come say hello. Maybe we'll have a beer together or something.
Yeah, I'll buy you one. I ain't got a problem with that at all. I'd love to meet you guys.
It would be cool. I hope to see you there, man.
So, what about other shows? You got other shows lined up right now?
Yeah, we're going up to Bowling Green, Kentucky. This is the first time we've been there. A place called Verlaine's on June 10th. Going to Bench Warmers in Huntsville, Alabama on the 11th. Never been there. Another first, Bullock's Tavern in Evansville, Indiana on the 18th. And that pretty much rounds the June out. And then we got the one I was telling you about and on the 30th and then the 23rd of July at the Borough in Murfreesboro. So got them lined up and we're adding more all the time. So just check the website. PiranhaRocks.com. Everything you could want's on there.
That was the next thing I was going to ask you. Let me ask you: are y'all going to participate in the SAE Institute Battle of the Bands this year?
No, actually, I'm not even aware of that.
You what?
I'm not even aware of that. So I guess no.
Oh hell.
I haven't heard anything about that.
I posted it on my wall. You might want to check it out. I think it looks pretty much open to anybody.
Cool, I'll check it out, man.
Yeah, it's got all the information on it. But, yeah, I posted it just a little bit ago.
All right. I'll give it a look, man.
I was thinking about going to it myself also. But right now, I'm gonna play one of your songs. And it's I Am. What can you tell us about that before I put it up?
That was one of the last songs we wrote for the last album, and you know, it's been real good to us. Everybody seemed to really lock on to that song, and you know, and it's our single and our current single, and you know, we appreciate you playing it, man.
No problem. Everybody, this is from I Am. everybody. We're back live with Chris from Piranha.
What's up? What's up?
I wanted to ask you about your big show that you did in... Okay, you there? Chris?
Yeah, okay.
Call drop for a minute there.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about your big show that you did up in Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with Soil, gotta send a big thanks and shout out to the Duke of Thrash, and who handled all that stuff. And, we did two shows, one in Ottawa and one in Dixon, Illinois, with Earthen Grave. Shout out to Scott Davidson, too.
Alright, everybody, the call dropped again. I'm going to go to another song. We'll be right back. Okay, everybody, got the call back, and we're back with Chris, and we were talking about the shows you were doing up in Illinois.
Okay, I'm not sure where we dropped off at, but...
I think right afterwards.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I think it dropped right after you started.
Oh, okay, well, you know, again, just thanks to the Duke of Thrash, who kind of handled all that stuff for us up there, and... you know, did a great job, and yeah, we did a couple of shows with Soil, and that was in Ottawa and Dixon, Illinois, and great turnout. Like, you know, I was saying before, like, you had different reports anywhere from 250 people at a show. So, you know, some of them singing I Am back to us, and that's a pretty awesome feeling. You go, you know, good ways from home and hear that coming back at you. That's a pretty great feeling. But that was, you know, another great band up there, Earth and Grave. We played with those guys, were also on the bill, and lots of other, you know, younger bands that were really, really cool, and just a great time, man. Just, you know, won some fans over, just a great experience, and I think the Duke's trying to get us back up there real soon, so that would be awesome.
That would be. I gotta ask you, because, and tell everybody, I'm going to say it out loud and on here on the air, but we've been talking to you about y'all doing this as a show, but you doing the Jaeger Twins show.
Yeah, we've been doing, Matt and I've been doing that for a couple of years now or more, and, you know, just an accident type of thing. Maybe it was trying out a new camera that she'd gotten and said, let me check this video feature, and you know, thus the Jaeger Twins. It was just Matt and I sitting there listening to some Kiss records and drinking some Jaeger, and all of a sudden, you know, we're doing this like once, twice a month, and have been. There's probably 60 episodes on YouTube if you just type in Jaeger Twins.
And I recommend that to anybody that has not seen it.
Yeah. Get you make sure your Jaeger is up to the thermalistic values and it's good and frozen in your freezer. Pour you a couple of shots and check out the show, man. It's a lot of fun. It's like Wayne's World on crack, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's just Matt and I. You know, we have guests. We've had Metal Sonaz on there before, and Big John from Rock of Love. Lots of other bands, you know, Nashville bands and friends, and so it's, you know, it's been, you know, just another cool tool, you know, to get out, you know, not only what we do but what other bands do in our area. So you know, just it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, I appreciate it. Spread the word, man.
I will, trust me. So, something I like to ask bands when I interview is, if you could open for any artist, any at all, who would it be for you?
For me personally, it'd have to be Kiss. seeing Kiss a few times, you know, the only thing about that is it always seems like the opening band never sounds that great, but... But, you know, just to be on the same stage with those guys would be phenomenal. I mean, I'm a massive Kiss fan, and I know Matt is, so that'd be my pick for sure. Probably a close second would be the Crew, or, you know, if Pantera was still alive, and maybe some, if we could go back in time, you know, the early Metallica stuff, you know.
I kind of like Kiss myself, too.
How that goes. Oh, yeah. Big fans over here.
Okay, in retrospect, if you could have any group, I mean any venue, any place in the world, where would it be?
Any venue to play at?
I'm sorry?
Is you talking about any venue to play?
Yeah, any place you could play in the world.
Wow. Well, you kind of want to, you know, go home, you know, go back where you were from. So, I mean, I guess the fast, quick, you know, standard answer might be like Wembley Stadium or Madison Square Garden or something like that. But if I could go back to Johnson City, Tennessee, and Pack Freedom Hall or Knoxville Civic Coliseum or something like that, that would that would be cool, because that's, you know, I'm from East Tennessee, and so that would be a good kind of homecoming kind of deal.
Oh, man, that would be good.
When I saw Kiss, you know, that's where I saw my concert. I saw my first concert there was Rush and Y&T, and I've seen, you know, all those early concerts were at those two places. So, you know, you go back and pack someplace like that, and that'd be pretty special.
If you could step in and play with any one artist, who would it be?
Probably have to say Motley. Well, I'm a huge Tommy Lee head, so if I could get back there and slam some Dr. Feelgood or something, that'd be pretty cool.
And you being a drummer, I guess that would go really well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as, like, you know, just, you know, badass, hard-hitting rock drummers, I mean, I don't really know how you get much better than Tommy Lee. I mean, the guy is just a monster, you know, he's awesome. And that's just, you know, rock speaking. I'm not talking about thrash or anything else. It's just a good old, you know, hard rock drummer, Tommy's in there.
So, tell everybody out there that's tuned in where they can find your music and you.
Well, you can always go to the website, www.piranarocks.com. All the shows, buy some merch from us, help us out. all of our merch, shows, music's on there. I think you get 30-45 second clip of that. You can get everything you want, piranarocks.com. You can also find us at CD Baby, iTunes. You can listen to some stuff at Reverb Nation/Piranha. We're all over, man.
And if nothing else, you can catch us talking back and forth on Facebook.
Yeah, you can always see some posts on there, you know. And MySpace has died, so we gotta go somewhere, right?
Yeah, man, I tell you, it died fast.
You go on there now, it just looks like a mess to me. I mean, I don't know what happened, but, there's no real communication going back and forth on there with anybody anymore, really. So, Facebook's pretty much where it's at. We're on Facebook, too. Everybody go and like us there.
An old friend of both of ours, I know, is tuned in listening tonight, and that's the Mistress of Metal, Donna.
Yeah.
She says she was going to tune in and listen tonight, so I wanted to throw that out there because she's a great lady and she loves y'all guys.
Much love back.
Yeah, she's actually the one that introduced me to your music, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's why I want to throw her out there.
Well, rock on. Appreciate it.
You got any shout-outs you want to give to anybody?
Yeah, I wasn't on yesterday or anything, and I know it's the weekend's past, but we wanted to, all of us, I'm sure the guys would back me up on this. Just a big, huge thanks to all the men and women that serve our country. We really appreciate all those people who've gone, who have, and those who are, coming in the future. We appreciate the military. And shout out to Duke of Thrash, Scott Davison, my buddy Bob Bowles, and Medicine Oz.
Awesome.
Yeah, the website too, man. We're a little over 2,000 hits on that. We've been up a few, few months now, so everybody hit that website and check it out.
Okay.
I got the Jaeger Twins.
Oh, yeah.
Spread the word about Prawn, and we appreciate everybody.
Okay, I'm going to put another song up as I let you go, and it's One Wish. What can you tell me about that song?
One Wish. Well, it's kind of become the theme for the Jaeger Twins, really. Anytime the show opens up, that's the song you hear. Usually one of the last songs. It's not the closer for most shows, and just that last chance for that pit, last chance to go nuts. And it's a jammer, man. Just it's a rockin' song. That's definitely a favorite, I'd say, with our fans and it's always that last chance to rock, and it sounds like it's going to be tonight too. So,
well, Chris, I appreciate your time, and we at Boost love Verona, of course, and you're always welcome back.
Oh, thanks, man, and we really appreciate you guys and spending our stuff. We really do. You know, thanks a lot.
And seriously, when your new CD comes out, let me know, and we'll get you back on here and talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely, man.
All right, everybody, this is Piranha, One Wish.
Thanks.
Okay, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in for Piranha and Chris Higgins. Really good band, really good show, And I'm going to end off my show with this last song, and this is Vision of the Damned. Everybody have a good night.
Boost Radio.
Boost Radio.
Boost Radio.
Crazy.
You're listening to Boost Radio.